Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Thursday, October 22nd, 2020.
We're recording late in the day, so Bitcoin has come back down to 12,964, although it did cross 13,000 for a good part of the day today before I assumed people did some profit taking and pushed it back down. But it's up 1.48% since yesterday. ETH broke 400 for quite a while, is up to 415 today. That's up 5.5% almost. It's awesome.
Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does DeFi investment monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. All right. Up first, crypto options exchange Deribit is to require ID verification for all of its users by the end of the year. This move comes just a day after rival BitMEX announced that it would be accelerating the timeline for mandatory ID verification on their platform. BitMEX, Pat's already laughing.
Having your CEO arrested and two people on the lam from your upper management will sure get you to accelerate, complying with SEC laws.
Yeah. And so everyone who's a customer will need to verify their ID by November 5th, which is just right around the corner.
Like, DeFi is really cool because it gets around these issues. It essentially just makes this not a issue. It makes it that these are smart contracts in the cloud, that there is no centralized finance. Centralized exchanges need to be doing KYC and AML if they operate in the US. It is absolutely insane to me that Deribit is not doing that right now. It was insane to me when BitMEX was never doing that. So, I mean, you know, this is, I think that people joke about token arrests or kind of like staged, or not staged, but like, you know, arrest for the point
getting.
Of it. Yeah, attention getting arrested, to make a point. And this is it. I mean, they arrested three dudes. They arrested one dude and put out warrants to other dudes at BitMEX. And then all the other exchanges that are kind of operating in legally, I won't even say in their defense. Like, there is no defense. It is absolutely insane what they're doing. Their argument is that they are basically just doing like this derivatives. So the derivative itself is not a instrument. I don't know. It's all complete BS. I mean, it is really, really dumb. If you want to be able to visit the U.S. and you take customers from the U.S., you as an individual want to be able to visit the U.S. without getting arrested, you need to be doing KYC on your exchanges. So this is, they did a big splashy arrest of BitMEX, and everyone else was like, oh crap, I guess we got to do this thing that literally everyone knew we had to do. But the nice part is it doesn't really matter anymore because there's now DeFi and Uniswap and all these other protocols are out there and they're not going anywhere and you can go and use them forever. So,
all right. Okay, next, OKX, still having some trouble over there. They claim that peer-to-peer trading has resumed. However, withdrawals are still halted. So you can only exchange assets that are already on the platform, but you can't withdraw anything.
I guess. I mean, I get the, you know, the keyword here is claimed. I didn't see a lot of people on Twitter saying that they're having success trading. There was a lot of people saying that they still were not able to trade, and there were still most instruments they were using were not tradable. So you can't withdraw, can't trade. Yeah, there's something going on here. It is absolutely pissing me off. There's a history around OKX. There's a history between OKX and Binance and OKCoin that goes back a long, long way. It is worth going and finding documentation about and reading about because it is fascinating. There is so much shadiness here. There's obviously something going on here that's very serious. If, you know, as soon as you can get your money out, you got to get your money out of this. And that includes like dumping OKCoin and things like that. I mean, there's obviously something very big. His last, and this, I hadn't realized this until today I was reading about it. The guy Star, who is in trouble from OKX right now, was arrested previously also for something having to do with the exchange. So it makes the assertion by OKX itself. That's like, oh no, it's a personal matter. It makes it even more ridiculous that he'd be visited by the authorities twice in like a year about, you know, oh no, well that one was about OKCoin, but no, this one's totally like, you know, this is him just drinking and driving. No, it's like, dude, there's obviously something super shady going on here. But I think a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes.
All right. Tether still dominates stable coins, but USDC and DAI are winning in DeFi.
I enjoy talking about Tether. I fundamentally believe that Tether is undercapitalized. There's absolutely no way in the world that $16 billion have been transferred to some bank account somewhere that they won't identify, that like when most of the banks won't take crypto deposits like this, that is backing this. So unless there's a dude with a very large suitcase of cash under his bed somewhere, there is absolutely no chance that Tether is actually fully backed. Now, that being said, I'm not sure it matters. Like it's one of the things I love about the intersection of economics and cryptocurrency is if everyone just needs a thing that they can move around to denominate one USD worth of value, does it really matter whether it's backed or not? I mean, honestly, I guess there's a point in which if the news ever came out that it wasn't backed, whatever was proven, there would be bag holders. There would be people who got screwed because they're still holding Tether. But like up until that point, a lot of like money's going to move back and forth. And like, it doesn't really, you know, it's just, if people think that this coin is worth a dollar, then it is. Like that's the beauty of economics, is that whatever you think it's worth, it's it. So it almost, at some point, it stops mattering if it really is backed or not, until the point at which people find out that it's not backed, in which case it'd be completely crushed. So to me, it's insane that like, because USDC is fully audited, they release like very detailed reports. I have a lot of faith in it. DAI is computationally audited. I mean, it's a smart contract that does all the work. So, I mean, you can definitely believe in DAI. So it's surprising to me that Tether has still maintained it. But the reason that Tether has maintained market dominance is that Bitfinex comes out and prints a bunch of Tether. So it's fortuitous that this story came out today, because what tends to happen is that when there tends to be a big bull run in Bitcoin, you tend to see a big printing of Tether. And it's like, well, okay, so yes, maybe people wanted to buy Bitcoin, so a lot of people just decided to get into Tether. No way. Like there is manipulation happening in the markets that basically the people like Bitfinex, who controls Tether, prints a bunch of Tether, runs up the price, probably cashes out, and it's super shady. At some point it will absolutely burst at some point. It doesn't mean it's going to crash. Like the value of Bitcoin is like around 10 to 15K, somewhere right there. Like that's where the value is right now. So it's not going to crash it horribly, but they definitely are pushing. They probably push it like up an extra $500 or something like that across it. So super interesting stuff.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So the protests in Nigeria are proving that Bitcoin adoption is not coming. It's here already.
Yep.
Love talking about things like this.
I do. This to me is it's overlaying a narrative. You know, this is CoinDesk overlaying a narrative onto an incredibly sad situation. I mean, there was a bunch of protesters shot, you know, essentially while kneeling, being arrested. I mean, it is incredibly sad situation. We shouldn't be, you know, as much as I want to see the flippening and I want to see the world move to a crypto standard. I mean, this is Nigeria's issue is not around their fiat currency. I mean, it's one of their many issues, but their main issue is around a, you know, economic disparity, which crypto can help, but it's not what's happening today. So, you know, this to me is like kind of the worst of Bitcoin adoption. It's like Nigeria is kind of in the news. People kind of see it. There's the worst of Bitcoin reporting. Like Nigeria's in the news. People see it. Let's capitalize and pick up on like one dude that spent some money.
Yeah. All right. So last, the U.S. currency controller said that mainstream DeFi is inevitable.
Yeah, I mean, it's inevitable. It can have a few different words. It can have this. There are different meanings. I mean, it can have this meaning of like the world will eventually get there, and that's probably true. But there's another sense which is like inevitable, as in it is here to stay. Like it's not going anywhere. Like, you know, that we would all be using Blockbuster in 5 years was not inevitable, you know, 20 years ago. But DeFi, the way this has all been deployed, even if it was outlawed in the US, I don't think it would go away. I don't think it would go away. It certainly wouldn't go away in the world. It probably would not go away in the US. So DeFi is here to stay. It is nigh on impossible to get rid of it. And it's good that you see, what I like about these kind of stories is it's good to see people kind of acknowledging that and saying, okay, well, we got to figure out how to work with this, as opposed to try to outlaw it, which is just going to, you know, make criminals of a bunch of people. It's like outlawing weed. Like, don't make criminals of a bunch of people that you don't need to. Figure out ways to work with the system and tax it and all of that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
All right. Take it easy, everybody.